afternoon, evening, or morrow, everyone. To internalize our feelings is to suppress and let die the very essence of what distinguishes us from the animals. I fear that the Feast of Foam did not go as we may have hoped. Upon finding a piece of kibble in the stuffing, Jill promptly connected the dots on what I had been calling our backyard-to-table meal. I was left to finish Foam on my own, as I felt it my duty not to let her have been cooked in vain. Oh. It seems we have a caller on the line.
So this was on my Spotify recommended, and I was like, sure, why not? But am I to believe you ate your roommate's dead cat?
I'm not so cruel as to have eaten Foam alive.
Okay, yeah, so you sound super sick right now. You should probably go to a hospital.
Please excuse me, Mr.
Oh, it's Joe Mama.
Mr. Joe Mama. We have another caller on the line.
I knew you'd answer, just as I knew that you're facing an immutable obstacle.
Are you referring to Joe?
Why would you ask that?
Yes.
I've been called a lot of things, but never immutable.
Shh. You suffer an illness of unknown origin after laying Foam to rest.
Yes, I believe it to be guilt.
You ate?
Shh. I am in touch with the other side. I hear the spirits, and I can hear Foam now.
Does sound like her.
Her soul is trapped within you. She's desperate to pass.
You ate week-old dead cat!
What should I do?
You must
go to the hospital.
Eat a dog.
What?
The dog's spirit will chase the cat.
Where are you even going to get a dog?
The method to the madness isn't yet clear. But I'd like to thank my callers for their excellent advice. Stay tuned after the break for the results.
No!
When you walk with WAG, you walk with the confidence that your fur family is in trustworthy hands. Get your dog's first walk for free with code HELPFAMILY at checkout.
The only condition which is not temporary is death. With one dachshund sacrifice, we've laid to rest two troubled souls and one troubled tummy. I see our text line is working. Oh, it's from WAG. Dear Help Self, we will be discontinuing our sponsorship with your podcast as we've received a report from one Gandolfini Bobini that his dog Polly's walk was never completed. A surprise caller. Hello, you're live with Help Self. How can you help
me? It's how you can help yourself, Toots. You said that was Polly, Gandolfini's dog? You're in for a world of trouble.
How do you mean?
He'll kill you like a dog. Excuse the turn of phrase, sorry. He's the head of the Bobini crime family. He succeeded his father, Bambino Bobini, just last week, and he loves nothing so much as that chode dog. He granted Polly control of the drug trade and made his crew run little heroin bricks, okay, in the shape of doggy bones, okay? Like little chewy little doggy bones, okay, but it's heroin. Okay, he's obsessed.
The phrase healthy obsession is used by those who cannot face themselves.
The fuck does that mean? He's gonna kill ya. You need protection. Lucky for you, I know a guy. Me, I'm the guy that I know. It's me, I'm the protection.
It is good to know oneself.
Not to brag, but I am Martini Martinet's son's cousin's friend from the third grade math class, and the Martinet family could be amicable, but that means friendly-like, to the possibility of a little trade.
Go on.
I'll talk to my guy. My other guy. You know, my friend from third grade math, who's the cousin of the son of Martini. If you continue to walk for Gandolfini with the deceptive dachshund and feed us any intel you have on the operation. I gotta get off the line. Expect a call with more intel later.
The truth and a lie share a bond so strong yet thin that the perpetrator acts as a tightrope walker. As I soar above the hard ground, I find myself teetering between two worlds, heaven and hell. But which path leads to which? My listeners, I am lost. I need your help. Please call and tell me what I should do next. And as always, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and good morrow.
Advice can be given at 323-609-7078. That's 323-609-7078.